Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I continue in this devotional journal that I've begun, Living Free, Reigning with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. Today's topic is being free from anguish. David writes in the Psalms that in my anguish I cried out to the Lord and He set me free. As I read that and I consider the life of David and the depths of anguish that is put on display through his words. Being a man that is known as a man after God's own heart did not exempt him from the despair of life. It did not exempt him from the anguish, the depths of despair that can be felt. And so living free from anguish doesn't mean that all of a sudden our world is all sparkly fairy tale, everything happy ever after. But it means there's one that we can go to in the depths of our despair, in the depths of our anguish, and know that He can, will, and has set us free. Many times it's in those pits, those depths, that we're most honest in calling out to God. We've reached the end of our proverbial rope. We've hit rock bottom, so to speak, and we're forced to either give up or to look up. And as we live free in Christ, as we gaze into His perfect law which gives freedom, we find hope to replace the despair and anguish that this world offers. As we live in a time when hope seems to be in short supply and despair and anguish seems to be an abundant crop, what an incredible opportunity to know that we can call out to God and be set free. That the despair of COVID-19 doesn't have to have control over our life. That the anguish that comes about in social injustice, the fear and worry that spreads with all of the rioting and looting and destruction, the concern for individuals being mistreated simply because they look different from one another. You see, in the midst of all of this, God wants us to call out to Him and to be set free. Unfortunately, our nature is, as humans, as people, is to, take care of it ourselves. To do it on our own. History will show our solutions are generally not much solutions at all. Our solutions tend to make things better, if they can, for us. Often at the expense of someone else. Not always deliberately. We're just so involved and intent on solving our despair and anguish that we just never see how our solution impacts others. And yet it's in these very times of uncertainty, of change, of new direction, that God wants us to realize we can't solve this, but He can. And so in our times of despair and anguish, will we call out to God and be set free? It's my hope and prayer, and as we pray today, I would encourage you to look to God, to acknowledge the despair and anguish that you feel at times, and to know that it's not only okay, but it's the best approach to say you can't do it, to say this is bigger than me, and to call out to God. As we pray, this week we've been praying about being together. And today's focus is on being together with joy. And I think about that, and I think about this process over the last few weeks and even month and going into this next month, that churches have begun to look at and figure out how to reopen buildings in a way that cares for people, cares about their concerns and fears, and cares about their safety and their health. But there's something unique about coming together in person that creates a spirit and attitude of joy, especially when we're coming together in person in Christ. And many of us throughout this pandemic and throughout the protesting and the calls for change have been crying out to God, knowing that only He has the solution that will last. And as we cry out to God together, we discover that He sets us free individually, but He also sets us free collectively. Because when, as I talked about yesterday, and I'll probably talk about a lot over this next month as we go through this Living Free devotional journal, but as Jesus says, when the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And when we turn to God in our despair, in our anguish, we can know a freedom that will often baffle us. It definitely baffle those that don't understand how we got there. And it gives us the opportunity to share Jesus, to share the reason and the method that we've been set free, not by our power or by our might, but by the Spirit of the living God. And so I would encourage you to own your despair and anguish. But just for a moment. Just long enough to admit that it's there. And then cry out to God to be set free. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You indeed are a God who has the power, ability, and desire to set us free. Father, in our moments and hours and days and even months of despair and anguish, you long for us to come to you, to cry out. And God, I confess there's times where I fail to do that until I've exhausted all of my proposed solutions, all of my self-help methods and processes, and that it's often in the depths of despair and anguish that I cry out to you most honestly, and without fail, you set me free. And so, Father, today as I pray for those who are experiencing despair and anguish to such great depths that they've lost hope. They're not sure where to turn. I pray that they would cry out to you and you would set them free. I pray that as your children, that those of us who have been set free and continue to be set free would be mindful of those that are still trapped. That we would show love and compassion to help them see how they too can be set free. Fathers, I pray this morning, I think of a couple of individuals that I know that are facing surgeries and being prepped for surgery even now. And it's not just those I know, it's happening all over. That probably every one of us, if we were aware of what's going on in the lives of people that we know, have those in our life that are struggling, that are needing help, that are needing healing, that are needing comfort and peace. And for many, it's probably a struggle that's not yet reached the point of despair, but it's difficult. And yet together, we call out to you and ask that you would bring healing and strength and peace and comfort. That whatever level of struggle that we're in, whether it has reached a full-blown despair and anguish or whether it's just uncomfortable, may we turn to you and find freedom. God, today as I pray that this virus would be gone. I pray that the anger and the lack of listening would dissipate and we would begin to truly desire to understand one another. I pray that instead of seeing people based on their skin color, their bank account level, their vehicle they drive, or where they live, or what education they have or don't have. All of these things that we tend to pigeonhole people by. I pray that instead of seeing any of that, we would see every person through the eyes that you see them through. The eyes of love and compassion that Jesus walked this earth with. Father, as we notice people living in hopelessness and despair, may we find ways to compassionately and lovingly share the hope that we have in Jesus. I continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our community. For the times where they become so discouraged that we would have shown them over and over again how to call out to you. In a time where statistics tend to show that children of all ages, and teens specifically, but even seems every year younger and younger, that a growing number take their own life or attempt to, that their despair and hopelessness reaches a point of not seeing any way out. I pray for the children in our homes, our church family, in our community, that we would do a better job as parents and as adults to help them know there is one who can set them free from the depths of their despair and the depths of their anguish. There is one who can give them hope that's eternal. Oh, not a quick magic dust fix that makes everything rosy and okay, but one that walks with us in our sorrow, in our sadness, in our joys, and in our happiness, who never leaves or forsakes us, who consistently reminds us of how valuable we are to Him. And so, Father, may we be those representatives of Jesus that will remind the children around us of how valuable they are, that will remind them that their life isn't simply a collection of their actions, but their life is a creation of God. And Father, as we pay attention, as we learn to listen more and more to those who feel unheard, may we not neglect listening to you so that we would have the appropriate ways to respond to what we hear from others. God, as we live life together with one another, may our presence bring joy to the people around us. May our presence lift up Jesus that many would know Him and come to realize the love that only He can share. Father, today, may our life be lived in the freedom of Christ in such a way that many would be drawn to Him and that we would walk with them in their journey. That the world would know that we are your disciples by the way we love one another. Oh, Father, forgive us for the sins that we commit, for the weariness that keeps us from doing what we ought to do, from the selfishness that blinds us to the plight of our brothers and sisters, from the greed that keeps us from sharing, may today be a day filled with hope as we recognize how much we've been set free from. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.